Looking for a foreign language program that will revolutionize your students' vocabulary knowledge and their understanding of grammar? How about a program that teaches critical thinking skills too? Look no further than Memoria Press's Latin curriculum. Students of all ages can use these Latin study programs. Give your students the language of medicine and law today. Visit memoriapress.com and save $5 on your next order by using the coupon code LPR17. Memoria Press, a classical Christian education that works.
The Centers for Disease Control has issued a report that covers about the last decade. Some are calling this a significant report because it shows a decline in teen sexual activity over that decade. What else does it show? Our guest for the next few minutes of the program, Dr. Michael New, says there's also a largely unheralded public policy success story in some of the data. Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in live on this Tuesday afternoon, the 10th of January. We'll be talking with Dr. Michael New, author of a recent column for National Review Online about that CDC report. Then it's part 12 of our series on raising Christian children in an age of secular progressivism. Pastor Jonathan Fisk will join us to talk about teaching virtue and vice as a key to discernment. Dr. Michael New is a regular guest. He joins us to talk about a new CDC report showing a decline in teen sexual activity. He's visiting Associate Professor of Economics at Ave Maria University, Associate Scholar at the Charlotte Logier Institute, and author of a recent column in National Review. CDC report shows reductions in teen sexual activity. Dr. New, welcome back to Issues Etc.
Thanks for having me.
In addition to the information about the reduction of teen sexual activity, you note that there's a 63% decline in teen pregnancy rates since 1990, the same time period the CDC report is looking at, but that's a largely unheralded public policy success story. What do you mean by that?
Well, I think teen pregnancy and teen pregnancy prevention has been kind of a salient issue since the 1970s, especially since women started going to college in greater numbers and getting graduate degrees. That's kind of pushed the average age of marriage back, and people have been more concerned about teen pregnancy as an issue since the 1970s. Very quietly, we've made a lot of progress on this. I mean, a 63% decline over a 25-year time span is very impressive. And I just don't think this really gets a lot of attention from media or policymakers that we have made the progress we have.
Are the two related? Are the decline in teen sexual activity noted by the CDC over the last 10 years, counting from about 2005 to 2015, are those two things related?
Absolutely. I mean, if teens are not engaging in sexual activity, that certainly means there's going to be less pregnancies. So typically, unfortunately, the media tends to give a lot of credit to increases in contraception use. And there is some evidence that teens are more likely to use contraception. But there's also been a pretty significant decline in teen sexual activity. According to the National Survey, family growth, you know, they've done been tracking this data for a while. Between 1988 and 2015, the percentage of teenage boys who ever had sex fell from 60% to 44%. Percentage of teenage girls who ever had sex fell from 51% to 42%. So, contraception gets a lot of credit from places like Guttmacher and a lot of columnists and a lot of media outlets. But again, declines in teen sexual activity are playing a big role.
Do we have any indication as to why there is this decline in teen sexual activity?
That's actually a very, very good question. I mean, I do think there has been more of an emphasis on abstinence in various sex education courses. I know some people dispute the effectiveness of these programs, but I think the fact that the issue is actually coming up and being discussed and being mentioned, I think it's having some effect. Some people also just say that teenagers are kind of extending their adolescence a bit, that they're less likely to do a variety of things they used to do, including get driver's license, work for pay. You know, they probably see a scenario where they don't see themselves getting married till maybe their late 20s or 30s. And if they don't see themselves getting married for a while, maybe they don't invest in much in or as much in romantic relationships. So I'm not really sure exactly what's driving the decline. I do think some of the sex education programs are playing some role. And I also just think that maybe teenagers just are not investing as much in pursuing romantic relationships as maybe they once used to.
Do we have any indication that after a certain age, the kind of the rate of sexual activity, perhaps in the later teens or early adulthood, returns to some sort of mean or normal?
Well, we do see kind of bigger declines among younger teens. It did find bigger declines. At least recent CDC study did find that 9th graders and 10th graders saw larger declines than, say, 11th graders and 12th graders. But there were declines across all age groups. So even among 16, 17, older teens, there was still a decline, even if that decline wasn't quite as sharp.
What about minorities? What were the numbers looking like there?
The minority numbers are actually very interesting. We actually saw a much larger decline amongst various racial minority groups than among whites. I think the decline amongst black teenagers fell by like 19%. Decline amongst Hispanic teenagers fell by 8%. So their overall rates of sexual activity are still somewhat higher than for white teenagers, but their declines were a lot larger.
Could it be that maybe even apart from abstinence education as a formal enterprise, kind of the rational nature of abstinence, especially given all the information these kids are deluged with from early on in sex education, maybe abstinence seems like a more rational path to pursue for them?
Yeah, I think kids are persuadable. And I think another thing that's also probably playing a role indirectly is social media. And I think that that's making children, I think, a little bit more risk averse than they used to be. I think that if you're connected online to peers and friends and you make some kind of mistake, people know about it and they learn about it pretty quickly. And I think people are a little bit fearful that bad decisions might come back to haunt them later in life. And I think it is making teenagers a bit more risk averse than maybe they used to be.
Did the CDC report give any stats on non-intercourse sexual activity?
No, it didn't. I mean, one kind of weaknesses with these statistics are, number one, they're self-reported, and they often, I think, ask whether or not children or people engage in intercourse. I think that was the question they specifically asked. They didn't ask about other kinds of sexual activity, and it is possible that teenagers may be less likely to engage in intercourse, but might be engaging in other kinds of sexual activity. That's certainly possible, but we just don't have the data on that right now.
Some will kind of claim that this is vindication for a contraceptive-based sex education and that these declines are due to the fact that not only is that education being done, but contraceptives are more easily accessible. How would you respond to that?
Well, first off, I mean, again, the numbers of teenagers engaging in sexual activity has gone down. So that's certainly playing a role in the teen pregnancy decline. And I will also say that there is very good research coming out of reputable economics and public health journals that show that efforts to encourage teenagers to use contraception tend to be ineffective at best and counterproductive at worst. I can think of several studies. There was a couple of economists at Notre Dame looked at condom distribution programs in high schools in the 1990s. They found that high schools that distributed condoms tend to actually have higher rates of teen pregnancies than schools that didn't, holding a variety of factors constant. In Great Britain, they've been cutting back on contraception programs geared toward teenagers. They've seen their teen pregnancy rates fall as a result. So there's a lot of programs that show that, again, if you try to give out contraception to teenagers, there's a good chance that that encourages sexual activity, and that'll lead to more teenage pregnancies, not fewer.
So from your reading of the numbers from the CDC and your general knowledge of the trends as they have kind of been emerging over this last several decades, what would you say the takeaway is for the average person from the new CDC report on teen sexual activity?
I think the average, takeaway should be that we've made some very impressive progress, that declines in teen sexual activity are possible, that a lot of people sort of roll their eyes and say that, you can't change what people do, or teenagers are always going to get in trouble or act unwisely, and, that's not true. It has shown that people are capable of making good decisions, and that, nothing really is inevitable, that trends can be reversed, and we've made a lot of progress on reducing teen pregnancy, and we've made a lot of progress on reducing abortions as well. I mean, most people don't know, the abortion rate's fallen by about 50%, and an important reason why is a higher percentage of unintended pregnancies are being carried to term. Unintended pregnancies have fallen a little bit, but they haven't fallen by much. The main thing driving the abortion decline is that, again, a higher rate of these unintended pregnancies are, in fact, being carried to term. That shows that pro-life is doing good work, passing protective laws, helping women through pregnancy resource centers, and just changing the culture through through different means.
Dr. Michael New is visiting associate professor of economics at Ave Maria University and associate scholar at the Charlotte Lozier Institute, author of a recent column for National Review Online titled CDC Report Shows Reductions in Teen Sexual Activity. You can read it at our website, issuesetc.org. Click Listen on Demand. Dr. New, thank you very much.
No, thanks for having me.
On the other side of the break on this Wednesday afternoon, it's part 12 of our series on raising Christian children in an age of secular progressivism. Pastor Jonathan Fisk will join us to talk about teaching our children virtue and vice as a key to discernment.
The Substitute Organist Service has been a great blessing for our worship life here at Christ the King Lutheran in Riverview, Florida.
Pastor Kevin Yoakum on the Substitute Organist Service.
Now our organ plays rich liturgical music every single Sunday, and it's very affordable. You pick the hymns, you pick the liturgies. It's very simple. Just know when to push play.
You can find out more about the Substitute Organist Service at churchmusicsolutions.com. churchmusicsolutions.com.
Answering objections defending the faith, evolution or creation, transgenderism and homosexuality. These are some of the issues addressed at the San Antonio Biblical Worldview Conference, Saturday, February the 3rd at Faith Lutheran Church in San Antonio, Texas. Learn more at worldviewsa.org. This conference features issues that center a guest, Dr. Jan Lohmeyer and Pastor David J. Weber. The San Antonio Biblical Worldview Conference, Saturday, February the 3rd, worldviewsa.org.
Talk radio for the thinking Christian. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Remember when education was about the fundamental skills of reading, writing, and arithmetic? And about reading great literature and studying history to give our kids a model for what it is to be a good person? Memoria Press's Classical Christian Curriculum offers that very model for your homeschool. Get $5 off your next order by using the coupon code LPR17. For more information, go to memoriapress.com. Memoria Press, a classical Christian education that works.
When pastors talk about us, they call us ad crucem. When laity mention us, they speak of ad crucem. When non-Lutherans address us, they say ADC Rucam. But no matter how you say it, ad crucem is the place to go for greeting cards, artwork, jewelry, ornaments, housewares, church certificates, church banners, and all your gift-buying needs. Visit adcrucem.com, confessing the faith through art and word. ADC, RUCEM.com.